Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The Believe Podcast Network presents the FCS Football Podcast with Joe DeLeon.
Well, let's get fat.
And Sean Anderson.
I am a soothsayer.
Welcome back to the Believe in FCS Football Podcast, part of the Believe Podcast Network. I am Joe DeLeon, joined by my former teammate and good friend Sean Anderson, as we are former players at the University of Rhode Island, recently a part of that program about a year ago, 2 years ago. I don't even remember at this point. It feels like it was forever ago. Today's episode, we are going to be recapping the first round of the FCS playoff bracket for the spring. Very strange seeing a playoff bracket being played out, but we're going to talk about some of the crazy stuff that happened, some of the headlines that have surfaced, as well as the NFL draft coming up, as you should expect a certain FCS product to go in the top 10 or so. Sean, how are you doing today? You excited to talk FCS football?
Oh, look at this. I get a word in before you ask me to do a read. This is new. I like this a lot.
See, I said it to you because I didn't want you to complain at me, and you still had to bring it up.
It's just nice when you treat me like a person and not like somebody who just does your ad reads for you.
I'm gonna start doing the ad reads if that's the attitude that you're gonna
give. I didn't realize I was bringing an attitude to the show. I was just trying to be positive, and thank you for doing something that I had asked you to do for about 3 months.
Okay, well, I did it. All right, do the damn ad read. Let's go.
Oh, well, as I was telling Joe this past weekend, Saturday night, I came home, saw that there was going to be a nice little fight between Usman and Masvidal, and I said, you know what? What's going to make this more fun? You already had a good day, had a little bit of an adventure that day. What am I going to do? Am I going to sit down here, drink some water and watch this fight and just kind of get ready for tomorrow? Or am I going to throw a little cash down? Well, I threw some cash down, and for once, your boy is a big winner. And I hope you guys put down some money with betonline.ag because it has everything that you need. This is the site that you need to use to do your sports betting and make your life more fun. Not making it better. I will never say that sports gambling is going to make your life better. It will make it more fun. You will have more fun in wins and losses than you would just sitting there like Joe DeLeon with his headphones on, listening to some NFL films, documentary, or something that he does. I don't know. He's not really a person. He just kind of absorbs information and he waits to spray it on other shows. Whatever. Head to the website betonline.ag or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sports book experts. And now back to our boring book expert, Joe DeLeon.
Why? See, this is why I said I want you to go get something to eat, because I didn't want to have to deal with this bull to start the show, because you have an attitude, and you clearly do.
Oh, I was just riffing, bro.
Okay. Hey, how much money have you made off of bet? Are you in the positive over all of your bets? I'm curious.
Went up big, lost it all, climbing back up.
Of course you are. I got a big bet. I'm not afraid to admit it. I got a big bet on our boy Trey Lance. I'm not going to disclose what that bet is, but I hope it pays out. I hope things go the way that I'm expecting. But Trey Lance is going to be an elite pro, and we're going to talk about him in a little bit. Before we do, though, we have to discuss this first round of the playoff, as
A lot of crazy headlines, a lot of unexpected outcomes, some serious blowouts happen in this one. I just want to run through the scores for anybody that happened to miss any of these games. South Dakota State ends up beating Holy Cross 31-3. Not much of a surprise there. Southern Illinois, this one's the surprise, and we're going to talk about it in a sec. 34-31 over Weber State. Delaware, 19. Sacred Heart, 10. Not that unexpected. Jacksonville State, 49. Davidson, 14. Holy crap, Sean. Why did you pick Davidson? JMU, VMI, 31-24. Yeah, you're welcome for that one. That one was a close game. Watched VMI kind of climb their way back, but just a little bit too late for them to do anything. North Dakota, Missouri State, 44 for North Dakota compared to Missouri State's 10. North Dakota State, 42. Eastern Washington, 20. Oh, my God, that is an ugly score as well. And then Sam Houston, 21. Monmouth, 15. That was another game where I watched Monmouth start to climb their way back as they were down a few scores, but just not enough time for them to actually stay in that game and possibly tie it up or win it. So we've got a number of teams, talented teams moving on. South Dakota State, Southern Illinois, Delaware, Jacksonville State, James Madison, North Dakota State, and Sam Houston are all the teams that have moved on. But the big headline and the most exciting game that happened this weekend, in my opinion, if you add up all of the crazy crap that went into it, was the Southern Illinois Weber State game. And we underestimated them. We both picked Weber State. And hell, I talked up Weber State as being a dark horse team in this playoff. And well, of course, they underperform. They make me look silly. Southern Illinois wins 34-31. And what went into this, this was a close back-and-forth game. We even had a fake field goal touchdown at one point. We had a reverse touchdown in the beginning of the game by Weber State. And it comes down to the final minute of the game as Stowe Lebonowitz, I think I pronounced that correctly, hits Branson Combs 4th-and-6 on a fadeaway shot to effectively win the game. There was a Hail Mary attempt. Weber State does not connect this time. But, Sean, this one was wild, and this is what I think we wanted to see from more of these games.
100%. Also, Joe, I liked your score rundown. It reminded me of a Jim Rome sports update. So maybe we could implement that more into the show. I'd like our DeLeon FCS update. Joe Dilly Rome. There we go. Now we're cooking with gas.
I wish you did an a cappella of the music bed. That would have made it more entertaining.
Yeah, maybe
that's exactly
maybe
what
we're onto something. We really might be on.
God, could you imagine? All right, so let's talk about this game. Let's not be too stupid for one second.
it's the exact type of game you want to see. Playoffs or not. 34-31, a lot of scores, trick plays, hard hits, down to the wire. Weber State had already hit a massive Hail Mary already in the season, so everybody on both sides of the field was like, oh, are they going to do it again? This game was never in the bag for any of the teams. It was runs, comebacks, everything. It was a fantastic FCS football game. It's a fantastic football game also. It just had everything that you could ask for. And it feels like every single time that we've covered the playoffs, Joe, every time since we've been covering this level of football and partaking in it, these are the games that you really have to take a second and step back and be like, wow, that we just had a really real experience there. It's not like going to a Nats game and watching them lose 12-5 when you have a it's a really, really good game to have been able to watch and also analyze.
Yeah, and I think that this probably was one of the more unexpected outcomes of the week and a bit of a toss-up as it probably should have been described because Southern Illinois showed us that they're a good football team when they beat North Dakota State, some inconsistencies through the remaining parts of the season, but they're talented and they are going to be continually an underdog as now they're going to be facing South Dakota State. That's going to be a much more difficult matchup. But they have shown us that they're capable of staying and fighting in a close game. Ironic that we talked about how Weber State, and the reason why I picked them to make it far, was because they've shown the resilience to come back in close games, and I'm specifically referencing that crazy Hail Mary that they completed – and they did have a Hail Mary attempt at the end of this game. It just didn't come to fruition. And of course, as always, Sean, we jinx one team. There's always the one team that we find a way to put a negative spell on, and we hype them up way too much, and it just so happens it was Weber State. So sorry, Weber State fans.
Yeah, it's nice that you had the jinx this week, and
I know it felt weird.
It didn't. I actually don't like it. I wish the jinx was back on me. I don't like losing the control over the jinx. Give it back.
You jinxed two other teams, but I don't know if it was that much of a jinx because I don't think anyone expected them to win. Yet you still
hate them.
I'm glad that I finally beat you in FC estimates. I'm climbing.
Oh yeah,
way back.
Okay. I can't wait to get to the scores.
Yeah, we're gonna get to those scores.
Yeah, let's
so
do that.
The other thing that we have to discuss here, Sean, Sacred Heart ends up holding Delaware to 19 points. Sam Houston, who's this prolific offense, only 21 against Monmouth. Really odd to see these two teams. And Delaware is not necessarily as explosive as Sam Houston is, but both of these teams not really putting out a lot of offensive production as we're gearing up for the second round of the playoff. And Delaware's facing a Jacksonville State team that put up 49 points. Sam Houston facing North Dakota State, who's always going to be good defensively. Are you at all worried that they need to step up offensively, that they might be in a tough spot this upcoming week?
I think Delaware, they are top to bottom a very, very solid team. They don't ever get too streaky, which I like. They're never too high, never too low. But they're always higher than lower. So I'm not as nervous about that. And I'm more nervous about Sam Houston State because they have to play North Dakota State this week. And North Dakota State looked like they were in good form, dropping 42 on Eastern Washington. But also, we get into the playoffs and a lot of crazy things can happen. And I think the track record of Sam Houston State is strong enough where we can understand, okay, they still won the game. Monmouth played them very, very tough. Monmouth, I know that we all get swept around with their fast offense and Pete Guerrero from last year. They have a lot of speed and fun, but their defensive line and their front seven, all that, they've always been strong. So I don't want to discredit Monmouth by saying they were able to hold Sam Houston State to 21. They played a good ball game. Sam Houston State still won, as they should have. And they're going to be going on, and they're going to really have a test playing North Dakota State. I'm more worried about them because it's North Dakota State. But regardless, we see it all the time. Who did JMU play Northern Illinois or Northern Iowa. They're holding JMU pretty tightly the entire game.
I remember
that. You know, it happens. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you get into these dogfights, and it's just whoever has the guts to go out there and win it, they win it.
Yeah, the Delaware, for me, they're a much stronger defensive team. And as I led into this, they haven't necessarily been an explosive 40-point offense. Their calling card so far and the reason why they had success and the reason why they won the CAA was because they were dominant defensively. So I'm more so focused. Like I saw one of those Instagram one of those Instagram accounts was talking about how they looked sloppy on offense. I'd rather point to the fact that they held Sacred Heart to only 10 points. Like that's a pretty big accomplishment to have in any playoff to only hold your opponent to 10 points. And Jacksonville State had a really weak first opponent. Delaware actually got tested. And Delaware is going to have a little bit of momentum defensively coming into this game, and they're going to need to be on that same level of high play if they want to slow down this Jacksonville State offense. But I completely agree with you. It's really not good in my eyes to see Sam Houston held to only 21 points. This is a team that consistently blew out everybody that they played this year. This is the first time that we've seen them be held to that low of a scoring total. And I know there's not many games to really go off of, but it's not good to see in the first round against a decent Monmouth team who performed very, very well as you're now going to have to face North Dakota State. I get it. North Dakota State is not the same team it's been, but this is still a really good Bison team.
Yeah.
They're still going to fight. If you don't score more than 21 points, I don't know if you win that football game.
Joe, did you look at the box score of the Delaware Sacred Heart game?
I glazed over it.
Julius Chestnut rushed the ball 31 times for 138 yards and a touchdown.
That sounds about right.
Sounds about right. 31 times? Jesus. You hold him to 138 yards? My favorite running back in the FCS. You say he has a good day. The defense of Delaware, Sacred Heart had 87 passing yards. They threw the ball 14 times. They picked him off. They picked off McCray twice. I'm not worried about Delaware. I'm just not. Why should I be?
Yeah. And it's kind of one of those things where Delaware's smart enough defensively where they said, all right, you know what? Go ahead. Run the ball with Julius Chestnut. You're not going to be able to throw the football. Yeah. Two interceptions. Like that's why they were successful, is that they're the type of defense that can completely shut out part of your offense. Yeah. They can eliminate it entirely.
We'll let LeBron get his 40, and then we'll take care of Kevin Love and whoever else they had in the 2015 playoffs, you know? We'll be fine. You get your 40, Julius Chestnut. You got it. You got it. But the rest of it, we have it. We have you on lock, and you know it, and everybody knows it.
So the last headline we got to talk about here, Sean. We had three teams that made the playoff that got absolutely smacked. Mm. I'm referring to Davidson, who lost 49-14.
Sure.
I'm referring to Eastern Washington, who lost 42-20. That one's the worst. That one's the most disgusting because I think we all thought Iwu was going to be good. I think I saw a lot of people, not necessarily FCS fans, a lot of people on Drafted or Twitter were like, "Oh, I get to watch Eric Berrier today," and apparently he was not ready to play. And then Missouri State, which was probably the most questionable team to make the playoff, 44-10 against North Dakota. That's just kind of odd to me, and we can't really say Davidson didn't belong in the playoff because they made it based on an auto bid from winning their conference.
Yeah.
But it's really disheartening to see that Eastern Washington and Missouri State made the playoff and got their asses kicked. I just don't want to see that. I don't want to see teams not play at least within two scores. To get your ass beat that bad is embarrassing. And you need to pick better competition. It's as simple as that.
At least they scored touchdowns. Holy Cross had 3 points.
Yeah, but the autoplay on the NCAA website needs to calm down.
I muted it. God. I muted it last week. It's still muted.
Yeah, I'm not smart enough to do that.
Why is it with what? Dude, I can't. You can't go into ESPN without something just blaring in your headphones unexpectedly on it. And you can never find the video either. You can never find where it is. It's tucked away in a corner.
Right.
Like, where, what's this interface? Who is this interface benefiting? Is it more time that you get to log on the page and you get to track that? Say, hey, I guess those seconds add up when they're dealing with their advertisement revenue and stuff. Our viewers are spending 5 more seconds on average on our page than they are for the same article on another page. Yeah, it's because we're looking for the window to close the video that you're playing.
Yeah, the autoplay is easily one of the most disrespectful things on any website. And thanks, NCAA.com.
What a bunch of menaces.
Always going for the money. Yeah, always going for the goddamn money, NCAA. Is that going to any of those players? We don't need to get into that. But no, look, it's disgusting. I hate seeing teams get smacked like that. Eric Berrier only has one touchdown, which is just ungodly to see, as he was throwing like 10 every game. I don't know.
It's North Dakota State, man.
I'm not
to understand the kicking in a different gear in the playoffs.
Right. Sometimes it's all it takes.
Yep.
All right, Sean, let's talk a little NFL draft before we end up recapping FC estimates, as I did better than you for once. First things first, pretty obvious here, Sean. Trey Lance, the GOAT. Elite
okay.
FCS football player. He's the GOAT. The guy won the Walter Payton as a redshirt freshman.
How about
I'm
the
not
GOAT
gonna
is,
not
the,
talk
is
about
the guy
him.
Who the award is named after?
He didn't win it as a redshirt freshman. That's such a stupid comment. But I mean, regardless, Trey Lance, though, the things that he did in one season for the Bison, unheard of. And he is now projected to be a top 10 pick. And what we're currently hearing right now, Sean, the reports surrounding, coming from Ian Rappaport and Adam Schefter, it sounds like the 49ers are picking between Mac Jones and Trey Lance. And Sean, I'm going to come out here and say I do not think that this is going to be Mac Jones. I just don't. I think that this is the typical smokescreen that we're getting. Trey Lance has to be this pick. If you're picking between the two guys, I get it. You maybe want to go Jones, and you maybe want to say, all right, we want to be able to win now. We're going to trade Jimmy Garoppolo. But if you're smart and you're looking at the outlook of your franchise, you take Trey Lance, who I have every time I've been on a radio spot and they've asked me about Trey Lance, I have compared his ceiling to Patrick Mahomes. That if you can let him develop in a year's time, Trey Lance could turn into a top 10 quarterback in the NFL, possibly higher. Give him the time to progress, and especially on an offense with a fantastic head coach, surrounded by offensive weapons and a good defense, Trey Lance could easily be one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL in that situation. So it has to be Lance, Sean. It has to be. I would be so shocked if it is not Trey Lance.
Well, according to Chris Sims, he has Washington trading up for Trey Lance. Did you see this mock draft that he put out?
I don't even get me started.
This is for jokes, right?
Fields at 32. The guy's a clown. The guy's an absolute clown. And the sad thing is sometimes he's been right. Actually, he's been right a lot, which is really frustrating. But I don't know why I said that, because he still is a clown. I hate him. I hate him for putting together that mock draft.
None of that's going to happen. He doesn't have the Minnesota wide receiver going in the first round.
Rashad Bateman? Yeah, well, I don't know what the hell he's doing. So he's clearly just playing it by ear. I mean, respect to him. All power to him for not going with the consensus, but that is a little bit too far away from the consensus. That's all everyone's talking about right now, but we're not an NFL draft show. We're not talking about that.
Regardless, I'm not seeing Trey Lance falling out of the top 10 in any mock drafts, which is about correct. That's what it should be. You know, he should be there. He should be in the top 10, which he will be, and he will be drafted. I don't know. I don't know what Atlanta's going to do, man. I'm terrified. Regardless, the Trey Lance, I'd be happy with him in Atlanta. I don't want a quarterback in Atlanta. I don't. But if it was sitting there in my pocket right here, right now, Trey Lance, give it to me. I want that. I want him. I want him to throw the ball 60 yards on a dime. That's what I want, and that's what he can do.
Yeah. Yeah, and I wouldn't be complaining if Atlanta ends up with Trey Lance, but the reality of the situation is here with these quarterbacks is in no matter what order you end up going, someone's going to trade up. Once the first three are gone after San Francisco, whoever is the most aggressive and works out a deal either with Atlanta, Miami, or Cincinnati in that 5, 6, 7 slot, maybe the Lions, that, you know, someone's going to try and do something to go get who is available. If it's Mac Jones, if it's Trey Lance, if it's Justin Fields, all these guys are probably going to be gone in the top 10. I would be shocked if we reach a point where somebody's still available. Now, the other two names that have continually been very, very popular, Sean, are Spencer Brown from you and I and Dylan Raidens. And it feels like right now their best projection is going to be sometime on day two. And I don't know about you, Sean, but for me, I think Spencer Brown is the better prospect just because of his physical size and his athletic profile for a guy that's 6'9", 320 pounds. The guy had a pro day of like a speed back. He ran the 40 time isn't really comparable. He ran a 4.88 40, maybe more of a power back, a really agile power back. He ran a 4.88 40.
Oh my goodness.
He had like a sub 7 second three cone or L drill. Yeah, it completely insane what he did. Go look it up. Go pull up his numbers. Spencer Brown pro day. I'm serious. The guy is not human.
Here's what I'm most worried about. I'm worried about what happened last year, where you know what? Last year, what happened was we had a combine, but we didn't have pro days, right? This year, we have no combine. All we have is pro days.
All pro days.
Does that fare any better for FCS prospects? I don't think so. It's probably going to fare even worse. It's going to be another bloodletting, and I'm not thrilled about it.
No.
It's because the NFL I don't know. They're going to do another round of going to sweeping through all the power fives and just snatching them up and not doing their due diligence because they couldn't make it out to Central Arkansas, or they couldn't make it out to wherever, you know. They couldn't do it, and it's not the player's fault.
Yeah, right. I mean, there were guys, there were scouts at these pro days,
right.
But
you know what I'm
saying.
You know
just
what I mean.
Ultimately, yeah, it's going to be a mess again because there's way less guys this year. Some of the late round guys that I wrote down: Kate Johnson from South Dakota State, Robert Rochelle from Central Arkansas, Allison Smith from Northern Iowa, and then Brian Mills from NC Central. Those are the guys that are probably going to get selected. The thing that's going to screw them the most is that they don't have any tape from this year. And all the guys that opted out that come from the big programs are getting a little bit of a flyer because it's like, okay, Jamar Chase, you sat out, but you also won a national championship and you won the Biletnikoff as a sophomore, so we're still going to take the chance on you. But you can't really make the same argument for a Cade Johnson or maybe even a Spencer Brown because they're coming from smaller competition. This is going to be another crappy year, in my opinion, separate from Trey Lance, for these FCS prospects. But the reality of it, Sean, hell, let these guys slide. Let them slide a little bit. Yeah. Who cares? They're going to lose out on their money. Sad to say that they're not going to get the contracts that they probably want. But most of these guys, I think there's opportunities for a lot of these guys to turn into really good pros because a lot of teams are going to overthink
it. I mean, Kate Johnson could easily turn into the Stephon Diggs picked in the fifth round, and now he's a big deal. You know, I'm not blowing smoke either. It's they're similar route running, all that stuff, hands, whatever. It's just going to happen like that. And that's kind of the chip that's on the shoulder of FCS players. And we're getting used to it, but it's a shame that we have to get used to it. You know, maybe next year we get a combine, we get pro days, we get a ton of real seasons, we get a full slate in the fall, and FBS is doing their thing, we're doing our thing, everybody's doing their own things, and we're back on track, back on schedule, and there's no more having to make concessions for something that's out of our control. You know, everyone's doing their best with the situation, but it also stinks. So I'm just rooting for the next crop to get a good lie.
Next season's going to be interesting. Ryan Roberts sent me a message in our group chat, and he said was this next FCS group is going to be really good, and then he proceeded to send me his notes on his iPhone of like a list of like 30 or 40 guys that he thinks are draftable or UDFA worthy coming in this next class.
Can I get in this group chat?
Next class is going to be nuts. It's just me, him, and Alex. You want to? Maybe I'll add you in. I'll run it by him. Well, you're not gonna respond to anything. We just talk about stupid crap.
Yeah, I'd like to stay up to date.
Okay, maybe I'll add you. I gotta run it by the
what?
The gatekeeper of the
chat. I'm
sorry,
I thought you were the host.
Ryan needs to. I am in the host. I am also the mayor of Draft Twitter. Self-proclaimed. All right, Sean. Let's get to FCS.
Any of the draft guys that I should be responding to? You've stopped that bit. I've been itching to do it.
Because no one's posted anything stupid in a while. It hasn't been as entertaining.
Oh, man. Right before the draft, too?
Because,
What, are they hedging their bets? They're trying to be conservative and be like, oh, I got this right.
No, it's just this. It's the same redundant stuff, and it's just like, okay. Well, because there was one period of time where, like, the takes were just, like, horrendously stupid, and people that didn't know anything about football, those people kind of quieted down, and they're also less prevalent. So I have had less things to send you. FC estimate, Sean. Let's recap really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Sean, you made some egregious errors here. You picked Sacred Heart to beat Delaware. You also picked Davidson to beat Jacksonville State. The only mistake that I made... Wait a minute. No, sorry. You also picked Weber State as well. The only two mistakes that I made, which gave me the edge this week, was the Weber State game, and I also tried to pick that VMI upset, which it wasn't too far off. So right now, the standing sits. Me, 44... You 46.
Oh,
so I
there
cut
it
that
is.
Lead. I cut the lead
that
by one.
Feels so good.
No,
let
no,
it wash over you.
Got,
let another winning week wash over you.
No,
Joe.
No.
Convertible
winning week.
Sunset,
I won this week.
75 degrees.
I won this week.
Rolling down by the
I
beach.
Won this
oh,
week.
Let it wash over
I
you. Play some killer
won
tunes.
This week.
Oh, still
you can't
winning.
Tell me this is a winning week. I went on a streak. Wait. I went on a streak of like five straight weeks where you beat me or we tied, and now I am climbing my way back. The streak has ended. I am back and in the most important time during the playoff.
You just finished practice.
Going to tie.
You're tired. You're dirty.
Eat it.
You get in the shower, and then what's washing over you? Another winning record. I'm just winning. I'm just soaking in win. That's what I'm doing.
Okay. You know what? Fine. Do what you want. Let's do this week's picks. South Dakota State, Southern Illinois, Sean. Of course, there's not. Oh my God, you're such a clown with these some of these picks. South Dakota State, Southern Illinois.
Wait, hold on.
What'd you close the dock or something?
I'm thinking.
You're thinking.
Yeah, South Dakota State. Yeah.
What? Okay, I don't understand what there was to think about. Oh, you're changing your picks?
Yeah, I'm changing one.
Oh, look at Sean. Sean's a coward. Oh, who would have expected? Sean the coward. I'm also going against South Dakota State. Sean changed this one. Delaware, Jacksonville State.
Delaware to win.
I'm going with Delaware to win as well. You're such a... I hate you. You're just such a hack. I don't even... JMU, North Dakota.
JMU to win.
North Dakota to win for me. Sam Houston, North Dakota State.
Give me Sam Houston to win it.
I'm taking North Dakota State. So this very well, this week is going to determine.
You can either tie it up, because I can't lose.
Yeah.
Where either the worst case scenario, I end up tied.
Okay. Well, but then I have the following week to take the lead. Which I'm going to do.
But here's the thing. I'm winning right now, and you stink. So I should be fine.
Okay, here's one thing to consider, though.
Okay.
I'm within two of you, and we've got a couple rounds left. Unlike last season, which if I do recall, I was ahead by like 10 when we hit the playoff. There was no coming back from that, Jonathan. I, on the other hand, have always been close. That's all I need.
Second place is the first loser, brother.
All I need. Well, when you're running a race and you're right behind...
That's what I'm hearing
from
you.
When you're right behind the guy in the lead, as long as you finish in front of him when the race is over, you win the race. That's how it works. The race isn't over yet, Sean. It's not like I'm a whole lap behind you like you were last season.
Because you're going to choke.
Two is a whole lap?
And you're going to fold.
No, I am not going to fold.
When's the last time you ran a lap?
You... didn't change the... Actually, I haven't been running much lately. It's impossible to get on fields here. They're all locked up. They're like they take it very seriously. I don't know why they lock all of the feeds. I did go for a jog the other day, but I've been trying not to do as much cardio because like for a month I did like heavy cardio and I lost a little bit of muscle. I didn't like that. My legs are a little smaller than I'd like them to be.
Your brain's a little smaller than I'd like it to be.
Yeah. Okay. All right. If we're going to talk small, I'm not doing that. All right. Folks, thanks for tuning in to the FCS Football Podcast presented by Bet Online. Be sure to hit that subscribe button. Leave us a 5-star review. Follow Sean and I on Twitter at Sanderson Radio, at Joe DeLeon, at Believe Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And head to Believe.com to find our show as well as hundreds of other shows.
Just share the show with your friends. All right. They're watching the games. You're watching. You're listening to the show. Do they not like FCS? I bet they do.
Apparently not.
Share the show. Bunch of ingrates.
Right. Oh, just aggressive. All right, we'll talk to you soon, folks. Ignore Sean's comment. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.